House Speaker Joe Strauss told school board members from across Texas on Wednesday evening that the way to improve public education and reduce property taxes is to increase state support for education, and that legislation to regulate bathrooms and offer state money for private school tuition is wrongheaded and counterproductive, the Austin American-Statesman reported. Now listen carefully and learn how politicians divert attention and conflate issues. Strauss said at the Texas Association of School Boards post-legislative conference, "Somebody's going to pay for public education. It's either going to come from the state or it's going to come from local property taxes. If we want real property tax reform, we need real reform of school finance." Of course, he leaves out that all taxpayers are the same people. While there's no doubt that schools take the biggest chunk of the local property taxes, Strauss is pushing a lie that the property tax reform before the 85th legislature has to do with school funding. He knows that's not true. Schools already have limits. The property tax reform he doesn't want to address primarily affects counties, cities, and special taxing districts, not schools. I told you weeks ago I'd picked up on this strategy. I told you they were going to do as Abilene's Rep. Lambert did in an email to a constituent and dishonestly conflate school finance with the lower increase cap and automatic rollback elections for cities and counties. The speaker proves I was right and that this is a decided scheme to confuse less aware voters back home. Look, Strauss, Lambert, and others can fool people by conflating school finance with this property tax item. Don't let them. Call them liars when they do so. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.